AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has announced $12 billion in aid for American farmers. U.S. trade disputes with other countries have cut into agricultural sales. Farmers are also dealing with rising costs. In remarks, the president said he wants to use tariff revenue to help boost American farmers who have been hit hard.
They're great people. They're the backbone of our country. So we're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers. $12 billion is a lot of money.
Iowa farmer Court Holub says that Trump is helping out people like him.
I think you brought Christmas to farmers with this bridge payment. We'll be able to farm another year. Help us get by.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Supreme Court may be poised to boost Trump's powers again.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority seems likely to back President Trump's power to fire independent agency board members. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The courts already let some board members be ousted even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions.
And replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a court clerk's plea in a high-profile murder case.
Former South Carolina court clerk Becky Hill has pleaded guilty to showing sealed court exhibits to a photographer and lying about it in court. She's now been sentenced to 3 years of probation. Hill was in charge of taking care of the jury, overseeing exhibits, and helping the judge during Murdoch's six-week trial that ended with murder convictions for killing his wife and son. Hill also faced misconduct charges for taking bonuses and promoting a book she wrote about the trial. Her actions have become a focal point in Murdoch's appeal of his murder convictions and a sentence of life without parole. His lawyers say Hill tried to influence jurors to vote guilty and that she was biased against Murdoch for her book. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.